Immediately, of course, he reacted to your space shuttle announcement by saying it was a boondoggle. And,
yeah.
Of course, then went to Florida, where it's one of the most popular things in the Cape Kennedy area. And
what do they think down there?
Oh, they just, the press have just raised hell with them over it. And, in fact, they, of course...
What press? You mean the Florida press, or...
Sir? Yes, sir, the Florida press have just raised hell.
Of course, it's Florida and California. This is a big deal.
That's right.
It'll save the aerospace industry, you know.
Well, it puts the Democrats in a hell of a spot. It's a little bit like the SST, you know.
With this space thing, I don't think the country really is for it. You know what I mean?
No.
And I don't think the country is for the SST. They didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, but on the other hand, the country isn't going to vote against a candidate for being for them. And yet, individual areas damn well will.
That's right.
And,
according to one TV report last night, Muskie may have blown his chances in Florida completely because, of course, that's a very, you take that whole Orlando complex and then Cape Kennedy. And,
right.
That was really a very dumb thing because I think he could have ducked that one. He didn't have to walk into it.
I noticed that McGovern is, others have, now who is it? Mondale is going to have hearings. As a matter of fact, we may not get it, you know, which, of course, is just one of those things. It doesn't amount to much spending this year anyway, but
right.
The point is that we've made our effort on it, and that's it.
Well, it's symbolic, and I'm delighted we did it because it is a hell of a big thing in California. It's a damn big thing in New York.
Connecticut,
that's right. Number of key states.
Yeah.
going to.
You know, one thing I was thinking about the, you know, the card business. I'm wondering if that's totally secure.
It can be done in such a way that it is.
Yeah. From whom? Who would be doing it? The Humphrey people or the?
No, I would think
their own
friends of Kennedy. Sure.
But on the other hand, I would assume though that then he would immediately repudiate it, wouldn't he?
Yep. But that at that point, the damage is
would have to be done awfully late, I would think.
I would think probably about. Well, let's see, if the balloting is on the 7th, I would like to see them arrive up there on the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Well, these people that are interested in, of course, we have nothing to do with it. But,
no.
If they, we couldn't stop it if we wanted to, but I just think thinking those things sometimes they,
well, I was thinking
our Democratic friends really play their games rough, don't they?
Oh, they sure do. Mm-hmm. They sure do, Mr. President.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It was quite a battle, but it's really worth getting rid of that tax credit, isn't it?
The checkoff. Oh my God.
When you stop to think what that would have done for these clowns.
That's right.
Oh.
Just bailed them out completely. You know, that kind of money after the primaries would have solidified the party. One of the reasons that they're going to have the same kind of problems they had in 68 is that whoever gets the nomination likely is going to have to start from zero on money. And he's got a big job to come out of Miami and raise the dough needed. But that would have just handed it to him right on a silver platter.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how well we came out of that one, Mr. President. Everybody gave us a great victory on it, and I was amazed that we didn't get more of the kind of snide carping from the liberals that we were keeping the poor old deprived Democrats from getting their funds. We came out of it, I think, damned well, extremely well.
Yeah.
That story is trying now to bring up a new legislation to repeal Section 315, and of course that's worth several million bucks to them. He failed as part of the campaign reform bill to get it, and we're going to have another tussle in the Congress next year on the question of whether they repeal it or suspend it. And if they do, even, of course, obviously you wouldn't debate, but what they would do is make free television time available to the candidates.
And if they repeal it, yeah.
If they repeal it, which would be for us and for them, but of course it would help them
a lot more.
Hell of a lot more. So we'll just have to keep trying to outmaneuver that story, which will be harder this year with the increased partisan pressures. But that's one I want to make a real effort on, because that's dumping about $5 million into their kitty.
That's right.
At least.
Well, okay. We'll see you then.
Well, I hope you have a good birthday today, Mr. President.
I sure will.
Thank you, sir.